Good morning.
Good morning, CJ. Good morning, Jane.
How's things?
Good. It's just been great weather to hang Christmas lights.
Indeed.
I don't hum the songs, and I feel it almost like...
Do you? You're getting into it.
Yeah. Right. I love the season. Oh, I really do. I just wish we had a little snow, but...
Yes.
Well, it'll come, right?
It'll get there. It will be here before you know it.
Yeah, it's true. So we're continuing our gratitude series, which we've been doing all month, and we started, just focusing on the impact of gratitude and being grateful for what we have. And last week we talked about being grateful for those around us, being more appreciative. And today we're going to take one that I really struggled with how to talk about, which is, how do I be more grateful for myself?
For yourself?
For my grateful to myself, for myself.
Wow.
For who I am, for this life I have. And I struggle for a couple of reasons. One is, it doesn't that sound awfully selfish and self-centered?
It does a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and there's people that need, there's so many things you could do, and the people that would benefit from their your appreciation of them. And then, but I know for myself that I have become way more compassionate, tolerant, less judgmental, the more compassionate and tolerant I am to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a quote by Eric Hoffer: the capacity for getting along with our neighbors depends to a large extent on the capacity for getting along with ourselves. Mm. And I thought, yeah, that's right. I mean, because if I am more at peace with myself, less depleted, I have a different perspective. So there's that whole self-centered thing, which I had to kind of get myself around that. And then the second one about struggle I had with being grateful for myself, which is, well, what does that mean you do? You know, what does that look like?
Yeah.
And so I started with, well, I know what it doesn't look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I'm not being grateful to this life, this body, this self that I have. Like, for example, when the internal critic is working full out and reminding me that I'm not enough, I'm not smart enough, didn't do enough, whatever. And my friend calls this her internal terrorist.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that a great phrase?
That puts it in perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, that's not being grateful to yourself. You know, that's being incredibly hard. And it's just a habit that we can learn how to shift.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not when I totally ignore my needs and focus on everyone else's needs. That's not being grateful to myself. Even like basic needs, of course, food, sleep. And then the more soulful needs, what fills me up, like being with my puppy.
Yeah, or what makes me joyful.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so when I don't have those things, I know that that is not gratitude to myself. When I just ignore my body, you know, when I just push through, okay, yes, I'm just totally depleted, but I could get up and make a dinner for 12. so all those were the knots. So that then turned me around to, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is how do you show gratitude to yourself? Thinking of it as foundational for your ability to spread gratitude subsequently. So do you have any, and I've been asking all kinds of folks this week, what are
they? Well, two things popped into my brain immediately when you said it. So in no particular order.
Yeah.
I thought for me, it would mean setting aside a little chunk of time every day to meditate. Even just a few minutes just to settle, you know, clear the brain, a little time, a little self time.
Yeah.
And the other thing, I just totally lost it. Okay, one second. It'll come back. It's coming around the room. Here it comes. You got one.
Giving gratitude to my body for all the things it does every day. Massage. That's top of my list.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, that is a really nice little gift. Just anything just kind of help the body.
Yeah.
Soak in the tub, massage.
And the other thing that occurred to me too while you were talking too was yesterday I was in a hurry and I was hungry. You know, talk about your basic needs. I was hungry and I'm thinking, you know, okay, what's really fast that I could get? And then I was like, no, I'm really hungry for something really nutritious. And I stopped and I went to a co-op and got some greens and I got some butternut squash and I got like some really good healthy food. And I took the time to sit and mindfully eat it rather than sucking down a McMuffin sandwich or something as I'm driving down the road.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
You know, and that was paying attention to what my body really wanted at that point.
That's lovely. Mm-hmm. The second one come back?
It did. It came whirling around the room and hit me again. So it's saying no to something you really don't want to do instead of saying just yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, for me, that's huge. It's like, you feel this, there's a voice somewhere in my brain that lives that got there somewhere around 2 or 3 years old, I think. And it's like, if somebody asks you to do something, you, whether you want to or not, you should do that for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And sometimes you really shouldn't.
Right.
Or you don't need to. They'll find somebody else. It's not that big a deal. But the whole guilt thing about saying no.
Yeah. What kind of person am I if yeah, I can't do this
bad.
For them? Yeah. And the thing is, when you do it out of guilt or shame, it usually sort of contaminates it.
It does.
It certainly depletes you. And it often might leak into that mm-hmm. relationship as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the other ones that I've, when I asked folks this week, thinking this through, it's like, well, one person said, just spending time with my friends, people that I really enjoy being with, hanging with, having good conversations with, people who appreciate me and accept me for who I am, you know, and they like that part.
Yeah.
Celebrating your accomplishments, just acknowledging those little, like, for example, I used to have in the back of my journal a victory log where I would just keep, okay, today I ate more vegetables than donuts. That was, you know, that was a good thing.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, whatever it is you want to keep track of, but just noticing, you know, what is working and acknowledging that. Other folks have said, well, you know, the whole celebrating accomplishments. The other thing is just even when you finish a project, just taking yourself out for an ice cream or taking the crew out for lunch, whatever, just to be really conscious of acknowledging, okay, we have a long road to hoe yet, but we still, mm-hmm. we did this. And then to your point, what fills me up, what makes me joyful, the massage, playing with a puppy, drawing, getting outside, whatever that is, and being conscious about that and not letting weeks, months slip by without mm-hmm. some of that refill coming yep. back in.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the Joan Didion, who's a writer out of New York, and she talks about that what we get, and we talked earlier about the Eric Hoffer quotes. We get to be more tolerant of ourselves. We're more tolerant with others. She said, to free ourselves from the expectations of others, to give us back to ourselves. There lies the great singular power of self-respect. And it reminds me of what you're saying. It's sort of letting go of what the world is calling you for, and really cluing into, okay, what's mine to do, what fills me up, and gosh, I deserve it.
I love it.
Yeah. So gratitude to ourselves next week. Think about this one. Gratitude to our community.